Good morning. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has decided to postpone talks in Catalonia until after a planned regional election, so the government said yesterday. He will still meet with the pro-independence head of Catalonia's regional government, Quim Torra, as previously scheduled on February the 6th in Barcelona. The announcement came a day after Torra said he planned to call an early regional election pending the approval of the regional budget. The ballot is expected to be in late May at the earliest. In a statement, the Spanish government said it respected Torra's decision to call the election and reiterated its willingness to start a dialogue with Catalan institutions on resolving the political conflict, but after a new Catalan parliament and government take office. Talks between the Spanish and Catalan governments were a condition for Catalonia's left-wing separatist party, the ERC, to facilitate Sanchez's appointment as prime minister earlier this month. The UK was set to fly around 150 British citizens and 50 non-British nationals out of the Chinese city of Wuhan last night after an earlier departure was blocked by Chinese authorities. Infections from China's coronavirus spread to more than 8,100 people globally yesterday. The flight had previously been expected to leave yesterday morning. The plane has been chartered by the British government from a Spanish company. It will unload British citizens at a military base in the UK and then travel to Spain, where Spanish and other passengers will disembark. Those returning to the United Kingdom will be quarantined for 14 days at a National Health Service facility once they return. Those already infected will not be allowed to leave Wuhan. Meanwhile, a cruise ship carrying 6,000 passengers has been placed into lockdown after a new suspected coronavirus infection. Passengers on the boat, which was en route from Palma de Mallorca to Rome, have not been allowed to disembark until tests are carried out and confirmed. The ship was detained at a port in Rome. Spaniards are among those on board the Costa Smeralda, which had previously docked at Barcelona and Palma. The protocol began when a woman presented with a fever and respiratory problems. The woman and her husband had been isolated in the ship's hospital. The couple arrived in Italy on January the 25th from China. And police have dismantled a crime ring that mailed banned doping drug EPO to athletes across Europe, seizing the continent's largest haul of injectable EPO to date. More than 850 ready-to-use injections were confiscated and six people placed under investigation on charges of crimes against public health and participating in a criminal organisation, which police said in a statement had been operating for the last 10 years. Police said the probe was still in a preliminary stage and that they aimed to discover who the clients were. So far, the search for clients of the doping ring has led to the blocking of bank accounts in Austria, Slovakia and Cyprus. The drugs obtained using falsified documents by a member of the crime ring who worked at a dialysis clinic in northern Spain were sold on websites that were translated into dozens of languages. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.